Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 360 Degree Leader by John C. Maxwell tackles a common frustration in professional life, wanting to make a difference without holding a top title. Instead of treating leadership as something reserved for executives, Maxwell argues that influence can flow in every direction, leading up to superiors, across to peers, and down to those you support or supervise. The book frames this as a practical approach for people in the middle of an organization who must deliver results, build trust, and navigate politics while still depending on others for authority and resources. Maxwell blends leadership principles with workplace realities, such as managing expectations, communicating across roles, and earning credibility over time. Rather than promoting shortcut tactics, the message centers on becoming valuable, relationally intelligent, and consistently effective. It is designed for managers, team leads, and high-potential contributors who want to expand their impact where they are, strengthening both personal career growth and the organization's performance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining leadership as influence, not position. A core idea of the book is that leadership is not limited to those at the top. It is the ability to influence outcomes, people, and culture from any seat. Maxwell reframes the challenge for non-executives. You may not control budgets or final decisions, but you can still shape direction through credibility, competence, and relationships. This topic highlights how influence is earned through consistent results, clear communication, and visible ownership of problems. The book encourages readers to stop waiting for formal authority and instead adopt a leadership mindset that asks, "What can I improve? Who can I help? And where can I create momentum?" It also addresses the emotional trap of feeling stuck in the middle, where pressure comes from above and demands come from below. Maxwell's approach replaces frustration with agency. You can lead by modeling standards, solving recurring obstacles, and being the person others trust in uncertainty. By focusing on influence, the reader gains a portable framework that applies across industries and organizational charts. That shift in identity, from passive role holder to active leader, becomes the foundation for every other practice in the book. Secondly, leading up, supporting leaders while shaping decisions. Maxwell emphasizes that influencing your boss is a major lever for organizational impact, yet it requires tact, loyalty, and professionalism. This topic covers the discipline of leading up by making your leader's job easier, aligning with the mission, and bringing solutions instead of complaints. The book encourages readers to understand a supervisor's pressures, priorities, and decision style, then communicate in ways that reduce friction and increase clarity. Rather than trying to outshine or undermine authority, the goal is to add value through preparedness, reliability, and constructive candor. Maxwell also points to the importance of timing and trust. Difficult feedback and alternative ideas land best when a track record of support already exists. Leading up can include managing expectations, anticipating needs, and providing accurate information that helps leaders make better calls. It also involves navigating disagreement with maturity, knowing when to push, when to wait, and how to remain committed even when you do not get your preferred outcome. Practiced well, leading up accelerates execution, improves morale, and positions the reader as a trusted partner, not merely a subordinate. Thirdly, leading across, building peer partnerships and credibility. Influence rarely travels through hierarchy alone. It often moves laterally through relationships with peers who control resources, knowledge, and informal support. Maxwell highlights how collaboration across departments or teams can make or break initiatives, especially for middle leaders who rely on cooperation rather than command. This topic focuses on becoming easy to work with while still maintaining high standards. The book encourages readers to invest in relational capital by listening well, sharing credit, and showing consistency under pressure. It also addresses the reality of competition, territorial behavior, and misaligned incentives, offering a more constructive path. Seek win-win outcomes, communicate goals transparently, and frame requests in terms of shared success. Credibility among peers grows when you deliver on commitments and handle conflict directly but respectfully. Maxwell's leadership lens suggests that peer influence expands when you connect people, remove barriers, and champion ideas that benefit the whole organization, not just your own lane. Over time, strong lateral leadership creates a network effect, where trust and reputation open doors to resources and opportunities. This makes it easier to execute complex work, reduce silos, and build a culture where cooperation becomes the default. Fourthly, leading down, empowering others without relying on authority, even without being the highest ranked person. Most professionals have opportunities to lead down through mentoring, coaching, delegation, and everyday example. Maxwell frames downward influence as a responsibility to help others grow, perform, and feel valued. This topic examines how to create clarity, set expectations, and build confidence in others by giving them real responsibility and the support needed to succeed. The book's perspective suggests that empowerment is not permissiveness, it is the intentional transfer of ownership paired with accountability. Readers are encouraged to develop people as well as projects, recognizing that long-term results come from stronger teams, not personal heroics. Leading down also includes modeling emotional stability, work ethic, and integrity, since people often follow what leaders do more than what they say. Maxwell's approach stresses recognition and encouragement as practical tools for sustaining motivation, especially when organizational pressures are intense. By investing in others, a 360-degree leader multiplies impact, builds loyalty, and strengthens the pipeline of future leaders. This not only improves outcomes for the team, but also enhances the reader's own effectiveness, because influence grows when people experience you as someone who makes them better. Lastly, navigating the middle, overcoming common myths and limitations. A distinctive contribution of the book is its focus on the unique tensions of being in the middle of an organization. Maxwell addresses the myths that keep people passive, such as believing you cannot lead if you are not at the top, or that you must wait for permission before taking initiative. This topic explores practical constraints, limited authority, competing priorities, and the need to satisfy both leadership expectations and frontline realities. Maxwell encourages readers to replace excuses with strategies, control what you can, influence what you cannot control directly, and avoid the trap of blaming the system for every obstacle. He highlights the importance of self-leadership, including personal discipline, continuous learning, and resilience, because middle leaders often experience ambiguity and shifting directives. The book also points readers toward ethical influence, warning against manipulation and political games that may deliver short wins but damage trust. Instead, it promotes steady value creation, strong relationships, and a reputation for dependable execution. By learning to navigate the middle with maturity and purpose, readers can turn a seemingly constrained position into a platform for growth, visibility, and meaningful organizational change. In conclusion, this book is best suited for managers, team leads, project owners, and ambitious individual contributors who sense they can contribute more than their job title suggests. It is also valuable for new supervisors who must influence beyond their formal authority, and for seasoned professionals who feel stuck between leadership demands and team needs. The benefit to the reader's life is practical and durable. It offers a mindset shift from waiting to leading, then reinforces that shift with actionable ways to build credibility, communicate upward, collaborate laterally, and develop people around you. These skills improve career mobility, reduce workplace frustration, and create a greater sense of agency and purpose in daily work. Compared with similar leadership books that focus primarily on executive behavior or inspirational theory, The 360-Degree Leader speaks directly to the reality of organizational life for most professionals. Its value is in the emphasis on influence in all directions and the recognition that leadership is practiced in meetings, deadlines, and relationships, not only in corner offices. If you want a leadership playbook that fits where you are right now, this book is worth buying because it helps you create impact immediately while building long-term trust and opportunity. If you would like to support John C. Sirkamits, Maxwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.